Ask yourself, where is it coming from? But now we want to link up with them, show the person's photo, this person is coming in. So what happens to the iman of the common person? You know, interfaith, all right. So and so was there, this learned person, this scholar was there. So what's wrong? But then the problem is with you also. You are taking your deen from where? You are taking your deen from a WhatsApp or what the other thing they call it? Where they see the videos and all that. YouTube, yeah. You know, one student, quite a pious student, but his habit is, before he sleeps, he wants to shoot some YouTube. Just like it happened 3 weeks ago. So he's seeing now, in his dream, that Dajjal is there, and all his YouTubers are all there with him. All loading up. And he's also going there. And just then he sees Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and some miracle happened, and he just got pulled away, came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But you see where this thing is taking you. You know, I'm so certain about this. You know. See that many years ago when you heard the hadith, يُسْبِحُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. Man gets up as a Muslim and sleeps as a kafir. Or sleeps as a mu'min, يُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُسْبِحُ كَافِرًا. So he sleeps as a mu'min and he gets up as a kafir. Now you think to yourself for a moment, you're looking at all these programs, YouTube, etc., right? Is your faith going to be shaken? Because this speaker is more dynamic than that one. You know, around 90, I think, 91, 92, around there, when the Shias just came, right? So the embassy has just opened up, I think it was in Victoria Street first. The embassy has just opened up. And there was a talk on the radio, right? So I don't know about it. The next morning after Fajr, my brother Tahajjud Guzar, regularly is namaz, said, Mona, you heard about that radio, the A show? No. It was a Muslim and a Shia. Now he's telling me, but the Shia's points were very strong, huh? But what happened to you? Tahajjud Guzar, reading namaz, etc. But in that one show, you got shaken. So see this. You sleep as a Muslim and you get up as a kafir. So you want that excitement. See that bayan, what was that bayan for? To bring about some level of taqwa, fear of Allah Ta'ala, consciousness, awareness, that you become more punctual in namaz, on your farais, on your obligations, your faith becomes clearer and clearer. Not excitement and entertainment. So that whole deen has become, ittakhadhu deenahum lahwan wa la'iba. Ask yourself, those people that are watching these things here, does it bring them closer to Allah Ta'ala? Do you see them coming, frequenting the masjid more, reciting the Quran Sharif more, making more zikr, having a proper domestic, healthy life? Do you see that happening? The whole thing is a disaster. So the whole life becomes just entertainment, enjoyment, and whose talks are more exciting. And then in that, this person's talks seem to be more exciting, and you're going with the person, and you don't realize that he's taking you right onto the border of kufr. You don't even realize it.